It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DeMissman and Dover Law Firm presents the Miami Heat Audio Experience Postgame Show on the home of the Miami Heat. AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
DeMissman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Well, Heat Nation, just learn how good the Denver Nuggets are tonight. Any thoughts about rust after a 10-day rest for Denver? You can throw those out the window. Final score tonight in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the Denver Nuggets 104, the Miami Heat 93. Welcome in to the cool down on your home for Heat basketball, 560 WQAM. I'm Alejandro Solana. The Denver Nuggets lead the Miami Heat 1-0 in this best of 7 series. The Heat cut it to 9 late in the fourth. They actually outscored Denver by 10 in the fourth period. But for most of the game, the Nuggets led comfortably by double digits. For the first time this postseason, the Miami Heat are trailing in a series. And what we expected from Denver, we saw. Jokic, another triple-double, finishes with 27. Jamal Murray, 26 tonight. And they exposed the Heat early on with their size. Right away, it was Aaron Gordon attacking Gabe Vincent. Right away, it was Aaron Gordon attacking Max Strus. He had 12 points in the first quarter. And he took over that first quarter, and the Nuggets, for the most part, never looked back. And the Heat, they struggled big time hitting shots. 13 of 39 from three tonight, just 33% from the Miami Heat. And truthfully, those numbers, they were juiced a bit thanks to Haywood Highsmith. That's right, Haywood Highsmith, and Gabe Vincent knocking down a few triples in the fourth. Kyle Lowry got involved as well. But your key role players, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, they went a combined 2 of 23 from the field. 2 of 16 from 3. Max finished 0 of 10 from the field in 21 minutes. Caleb Martin was just 1 of 7. I'm sure Hawk and Crowder have a fun time poking fun of me with Caleb's numbers tomorrow. Per ESPN, Max and Caleb's combined 1 of 17 from the field was tied for the worst field goal percentage in an NBA Finals game by two teammates who started a game since starters were tracked in 1971. And what's frustrating is the looks, they were there for those guys. Quality looks for most of the first half especially. But they just didn't fall. And you can't hang with the Nuggets. You learned it today. If you're not knocking down your open shots. And for the most part, that was the case tonight with the Miami Heat. They also set an NBA playoff record tonight. Just 2 free throw attempts in the game for the Heat. Those two, the only two the Miami Heat took tonight. The only time a player wearing championship red with the NBA Finals patch on his back in Denver with Heat across his chest stepped to the free throw line tonight was Haywood Highsmith in the second quarter. I mean, come on. The Heat didn't hit open shots. And they didn't get to the line. And guess what? They're not doing the officials thing tonight, Heat Nation. Can't blame the officials for that. Outside of, there was one call I think the refs missed on Bam. The Heat had actually started to make their run late. Bam got into the paint, caught an entry pass from Kyle Lowry, and he got hacked. And the officials didn't call it, led to an open transition bucket on the other end. But outside of that one call, maybe, the Heat simply just didn't put enough pressure on the Nuggets down low tonight. 2 free throw attempts is unacceptable for this Heat team, especially when your open shots aren't falling. Jimmy Butler, part of that, didn't get to the line tonight. Not one free throw attempt from Jimmy. He finished with just 13 points. He started off with the Heat's first 5 points. It was a jumper over Jokic. Then he knocked down a three over Aaron Gordon. You love that start from Jimmy Butler. And you kind of felt like, okay, here comes Jimmy Butler. Hasn't looked like the playoff Jimmy since game 3 of that Boston series, but had a really good game 7 in Boston. Was able to overcome whatever was slowing him down prior to that. And then he starts off the game with the first 5 points for the Miami Heat. Both jumpers that he knocked down, both of them look really good too. Silky smooth finishes from Jimmy. And then just never really left his imprint on this game the rest of the way. Finishes 6 of 14 from the field. The Heat's two best players tonight, without a doubt. One, Bam Adebayo. 13 came to play tonight. And then Haywood Highsmith. Gabe Vincent, 19 points tonight, second leading scorer for Miami. Kyle Lowry had some solid minutes off the bench as well, especially in the fourth quarter when the Heat tried to mount that comeback. But your best players tonight were Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith, who finished the game 7 of 10, knocked down a pair of triples as well. 18 points for H tonight. And it was a relief, first of all, knowing Bam showed up offensively. I think a big question coming into this series was, how would Bam fare offensively knowing how much of a toll he'd put on his body on the defensive end, right? Trying to keep up with Jokic, trying to stay out of foul trouble. And tonight he looked great. Confidence in his shot, especially, that's a great sign from Bam Adebayo. Those shots are going to be there all series long. You get that feeling a drop coverage won't change from Denver. That's a good sign that Bam Adebayo showed up to play offensively tonight as well. And Haywood, look, he took advantage of his minutes. He had 18 points. You love that. But the reality is anytime Haywood Highsmith finishes a game with more points than Jimmy Butler in the NBA Finals, that is not a good sign for the Miami Heat. And that was the case tonight. But look, Heat Nation, you're down 0-1. Denver looked really good tonight. Here's the good news. Your shots didn't fall, but they were good looks. So you feel like you can fix that. Knock those down. And it's a different game tonight, even with the abysmal shooting and Jokic getting a triple-double, Murray going for 26 tonight as well. He had a hot start in that first half. It was a 9-point game with around 3 minutes left. If Max and Caleb, and I'll throw Duncan in there as well, if they can knock down just 5 or 6 of those open looks earlier in the game, again, you're not in that position. I was telling Tommy Tighe, I'm not saying the Heat would have won this game. I'm certain the Nuggets would have made the proper adjustments. But you're not trailing by double figures for most of the second half, which is what happened tonight. And I'll leave you with this stat before we take our first break here. The Heat tonight, with the loss in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, fall to 1-6 all-time in Finals Game 1. All-time, 1-6 in the opening game of the NBA Finals in their history. They're 4-2 in game twos. I'll leave you with that stat. Coming up, we'll get to our player of the game, plus Tommy Tighe. He'll join us for some final thoughts as well. Your final score tonight, the Denver Nuggets take a 1-0 series lead over the Miami Heat, 104-93. This is The Cool Down, sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, and it continues next on your home for the Miami Heat, 560 WQAM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's get back to the Heat postgame show on WQAM. Presented by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. On the home of the Heat. AM 560 Sports, WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Sponsored by UHealth. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
You're listening to the Cooldown NBA Finals Edition. I'm Alejandro Solana. This is your home for Heat basketball, 560 WQAM. First time throughout this postseason run, the Miami Heat don't steal game one on the road. Instead, it was the Denver Nuggets. 11-point win tonight, 104-93 was your final. They were led by none other than Nikola Jokic. 8 of 12 tonight from the field, 10 of 12 from the line. And yes, he got, what is this now? His 9th triple-double, Tommy Tighe, 9th triple-double of the postseason, which is an NBA record. He had already set it with 8. Now he tops it with 9. I bring in Tommy Tighe now for some final thoughts. I want to start with the free throw discrepancy here. The Heat only get 2 tonight, and the Denver Nuggets 16 of 20, 80%. But it was the final outcome was 20-2 in favor of Denver tonight. But I really don't want to make it a thing of, you know, because I'm seeing some of the texts come in here that the Heat didn't have the benefit of the whistle tonight. I really don't believe that was the case. I think for the most part, when Haywood Highsmith is the only player stepping to the line for you tonight, it's just an indication that the Miami Heat did not get down low enough, didn't put enough pressure on the Denver Nuggets in the paint. And as good as the Heat have been shooting coming into this series tonight, that didn't hold up. You can't expect to win many games if you're the Heat, just knowing their personnel when only Haywood Highsmith stepped to the free throw line.
Well, you expect a disparity when you're on the road. Maybe not this much, 20-2. I mean, when I coached, I had lousy teams that got to the line more than 2 times. You just can't spend most of your time standing in the mid-range area or going out beyond the arc and expect to get a lot of fouls called. You got to take the ball to the tin. Unfortunately, Miami didn't take that many baskets going to the basket for whatever reason. Maybe it was packed in there an awful lot more than I expected it to be. But when you have Jimmy Butler taking no free throw attempts and Bam Adebayo taking no free throw attempts, I don't care who the other guy is that is taking 2, you've got to do a lot more than that. That's why when Amy talked about it in the fourth quarter, she said, you've got to do something about it. She's played basketball at a high level. She would know exactly how you do that. I don't even know, except being more aggressive. And I don't know if that's the reason that you're going to have to do that, but you're going to have to figure something out. I didn't see Eric Spoelstra yelling at the refs all night, complaining that much that maybe some of the people on Twitter might be doing, but I just get the feeling that they didn't play their game offensively in whatever way they did it. And I think that's one of the major reasons that they didn't get to the line as often as they would have liked to.
One guy that did play his game offensively outside of getting the free throw line, Bam Adebayo tonight, 13 of 25. I believe that either tied or broke his career high in field goals made in a game. I'll have to double check that. But he ends with 26 and 13. He gets the double-double. Any ideas that Bam was going to be severely run off the court by Nikola Jokic, I think can get thrown out the window. I'm not saying he's going to put up 26 and 13 every game. Obviously, Denver's going to try to adjust to limit his offensive output as well. But you love that from Bam, right? Because I'd mentioned in the first segment, I did think it was a fair question to consider how Bam's game would translate on the offensive end this series, given how the Celtics were able to slow him down a bit throughout that series and the fact that defensively he was going to have to focus so much of his energy on Jokic, how he'd be able to really come out on the offensive end. And I think tonight he showed up in a big way for Miami.
Well, I agree. But I was thinking this before that we used to criticize him, and I'll put myself in that breath, number one on the list, about, gee, you know, he was just so good in the months of February, all the way up until March. Back in January and December, he was dominating games with some of these 30-something point nights, double-doubles, coming close to a triple-double. But you know what? In this position, after all the times we talked about, gee, we want to see more offense out of Bam when he had 12 points and you were winning games, What's the correct elixir that you have to have now in game number two? Do you have to have Bam get 25 shots? Is that the optimum that you want him to get to? Do you want him to have 15 shots? I don't know what exactly it could be, but I want more guys involved. That's what I'd like to see more often, of a Jimmy Butler getting more attempts than he did, having more opportunities getting to the rim than he did. Caleb Martin has to be much better than 1 of 7 from the floor, and Max Strus going 0 of 10. Duncan Robinson, what he was able to do. I think this team is based on team ball, with Jimmy Butler leading the way and Bam Adebayo following. Well, Bam Adebayo getting 25 is great, and the amount of assists and the amount of rebounds that he got in tonight's game, that's fabulous. But the fact is, you got to find a way to be, you know, committed offensively to the players that you have out there to do exactly what you need them to do. And I think that was the case, that you relied an awful lot on Bam and nobody else really picked up the slack after that. So whether it's Bam getting 25 shots or whoever it is getting 25 shots, you've been winning games with Jimmy taking that many shots. Maybe you've got to get that offense going in that direction, hopefully get him untracked, more so than you need Bam getting 20-something points and getting the rebounds that he did.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jimmy Butler tonight, just 14 field goal attempts. You had asked me if I thought the Nuggets had done anything to kind of keep him from his game, and my response to you was, not really. I mean, I know Aaron Gordon is a good defensive player, and I think the length overall from Denver is a tough matchup for Miami. We saw a bit of it early on in the game. But, you know, for the most part, I just didn't see, you know, a Jimmy Butler that was trying to get to the free throw line, and a Jimmy Butler who was really hunting for mismatches on the offensive end. That was just me watching the game here and not really diving in any film or reading any sort of reaction there. But we heard from Jimmy during your post-game show on the network, and he kind of said that, you know, that they just have to be better overall, and the shots have to go down for them, and that leads me to the three-point shooting as well. You do feel, I think, I wouldn't say a sense of relief because you lost game one, but if I told you you lost by 11 points and Jimmy Butler was 6 of 14 from the field, didn't get to the free throw line, and Duncan, Max Strus, and Caleb Martin, I have the numbers here, they combined 2 of 23 from the field, 2 of 16 from deep. You have a feeling that that won't be the case for many games this series.
No, if Denver's defense is that good, that would rival the best defense maybe that ever played the game, because I think Miami's offense has shown in Milwaukee, in Boston, and a lot of the home games that they played in these playoffs, that they've been very effective offensively. I wondered going into this thing what type of game we were going to see. Would it follow what we saw in Boston the last couple of games, where it became more defense-oriented on both sides, or would it become a more shootout type of game? I still think you might have one of those games, if not more, but this was not one of them. Your offense has to pick up for Miami to be that type of team that they want to be. Not saying that they need 125 points every night to beat the Denver Nuggets, but they've got to do so many things differently offensively, and they'll figure it out, because Eric Spoelstra will just put these guys in position to do much better, whether it's Jimmy Butler or Caleb Martin or Max Strus or whoever you named, you know, that just did not have the type of game offensively we know they can. I think that's all it comes down to. I think just having a chance to look at the film to see what defense Denver came up with is going to help them a heck of a lot.
Tommy, you'll have Heat Weekly on Saturday, 10 a.m. on QAM and along the Miami Heat Radio Network as well. And then you and I, we will connect once again Sunday on pre-Heat, then once again on the Heat is on the Radio pregame show, and we'll do it all again. Game two, hopefully it's a different outcome.
Sounds like a perfect weekend to me. Thanks, Alejandro.
Yeah, let's get out of here, because I don't know if you've noticed, Tommy, but it's a little smoky in our studio right now, and neither you and I have a cigar lit because the Heat have not won a championship. So we got to figure this out here. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to make sure our studio isn't burning down. And then on the other side, we'll hear from Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith. This is the Cool Down Heat Trail. The NBA Finals 1-0. Denver tops them tonight, 104-93. We'll be right back on 560 WQAM. Welcome back to the Cool Down. 560 WQAM. Unfortunately, the Miami Heat, they do lose game one of the NBA Finals tonight. I'm Alejandro Solana. Again, you're listening to your home for Heat basketball, 560 WQAM. Before we move any further, I still have to get to tonight's player of the game. Let's head out and hear from Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith. Hey, your two MVPs tonight. One of those is going to get your player of the game tonight for the Miami Heat, but let's hear from them. First question was for Bam Adebayo, asked about hitting his career high in field goals and how he was able to take advantage of tonight's matchup versus Denver on the offensive end.
Definitely. And also, I made open shots. You know, I made the shots that I usually shoot. That's it?
Okay.
I'll leave.
We'll go to the middle here.
Ethan Skolnick, 5 Reasons Sports. Bam, to that end, it did seem like there were open shots for a lot of guys in the first half. When you went into halftime, were you comfortable with the process, even if the results weren't where you wanted them?
Definitely. Definitely comfortable with the shots we took. You know, I felt like we had a lot of open shots tonight. Ball just didn't go in. That's part of the game, but I feel like our shooters have bounced back.
We'll go to the left side, fourth row.
Bam, Nick Friedel, ESPN. You'd said before the series started that the key would be to not get Jokic going from a passing standpoint. What can you do to limit that aspect of his game moving forward?
I feel like early in the game, miscommunications cause a lot of our guys to, you know, not talk enough, miscommunications, and a lot of guys were open in the first half. And I feel like going into to the second half, we definitely got better with the cadence and talked through it more.
Left side, first row.
Bam, Pac Ram, Associated Press. I guess, you know, a lot of things coming into the series was maybe fatigue and elevation. Do you feel like in game two, you guys have kind of weathered that things and could put that to rest?
I honestly don't think that was a part of the game anyway. I didn't even think about the altitude until you just said it. But the biggest thing is I just feel like we just missed open shots. We took care of the ball. We got it where it was supposed to go. We just missed shots today.
Left side, third row.
Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. Heywood, Bam. You guys only took 2 free throws tonight. Do you feel like you guys weren't aggressive enough offensively? Do you think that's kind of the reason for that low number?
Let me answer that. Yeah, I didn't even realize we took 2 free throws only, and it was only my 2 free throws, so that was pretty interesting. I think we were aggressive, but we did shoot a lot of jump shots because we were open, but yeah, it's kind of weird having 2 free throws. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, we made history.
We're going to stay on the left side, fourth row.
Bam, West Lehman, worldwidewest.com. Bam, in regards to the free throws also, and what were there any thoughts in terms of the locker room postgame about that at all, or Coach Bowman to that at all?
No. I mean, when we got in the locker room and seeing the stat sheet, I feel like we were all shocked that we only had 2 free throws. But we're going to watch film tomorrow, get our minds wrapped around it, and I feel like we'll shoot more in game 2.
We're going to go to the right side, second row.
Cooper Moorhead, Heat.com. Heywood, sort of similar to how you got some high-level assignments last series, you got some minutes on Jamal tonight. What's unique about trying to go against him specifically?
Yeah, Jamal, he's a 3-level scorer. You know, he can shoot the 3, he can pull up and get to the rim. Just got to make it difficult as much as possible. You know, he's a crafty player, has a good handle. He's in good condition. So, I mean, we just got to just, you know, key in on him and just make it as tough as possible for him. And yeah, I'll probably be guarding him a lot this series as well. And we got a lot of different guys who can guard him. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we do.
First row.
Tomer Zarley from Clutch Points. Bam, how do you ask Jimmy this? How do you kind of balance, you know, not just feeling your way through a game or a series and putting your head down and making things happen as opposed to just taking kind of what they give you?
I mean, you said you asked this about Jimmy?
I asked him.
Oh, okay. That's what Spo wants us to do. He wants us to be aggressive. He wants us to be assertive. He wants us to make things happen. He wants us to create. And, you know, with that responsibility, we got to be smart with it. And I feel like all the shots that me and Jimmy took were good shots. And we missed a couple. I feel like my teammates missed a couple. But, like I said, I feel like we'll bounce back game 2.
We're going to go to the right side, second row.
Heywood, for you, Will Guillory from The Athletic. Heywood, for you, just going from your minutes up and down during the regular season to you're at the point now, like you said, you're probably going to play a prominent role moving forward. Just what's that like for you being on this stage and knowing that you're going to be playing an important role?
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate, you know, stage, the final, so I'm prepared for it. I've been, you know, working at this my whole life. You know, I'm built for this, you know. The ups and downs through the season that I've been through and the ups and downs I've been through in my career, So, you know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, I'm built for this, like I said.
We're going to go in the middle, Joe Vardon, and then take one more question.
Bam, I'm not, I promise I'm not trying to get you fined, but two foul shots to 20. That's quite a discrepancy, but it doesn't seem like you guys are complaining about the officiating.
If I do say something, will you take the fine?
Of course you have.
Like I said, I just feel like we can't even get into that. You know, we can't let them dictate the game. I just feel like we took a lot of jump shots, and we missed a lot of them instead of getting to the basket. Like I said, we're going to watch film and get back to the drawing board.
So that's Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith there after the Miami Heat lose tonight 104-93, game one of the NBA Finals. That leads me to tonight's player of the game for Miami, sponsored by Toyota of North Miami. Your next truck or SUV is at Toyota of North Miami. Chat with us online 24/7 at toyotaofnorthmiami.com. Hablamos Español, French, and Creole. Toyota of North Miami. Bam Adebayo for Miami tonight was your player of the game. Again, he was 13 rebounds tonight, 26 points. He was efficient from the field. Most made field goals by Bam Adebayo in his career. He showed up tonight in a big way in game one of the NBA Finals. Unfortunately, Heat just did not have enough tonight. And the overall takeaway, mentioned it earlier, talked about it a bit with Tommy Tighe. Man, if the Heat could have just knocked down some more open looks tonight, feel like they would have had a much better chance in this one. But you saw how good Denver is, and you saw how good Jokic is on a first-hand basis tonight, and they're going to have to figure out a way to try to slow him down a bit. Almost seemed effortless from him at times tonight. That Nuggets team, effortless at times, scoring the basketball, and only gave up 104 tonight. You got to figure that's going to be one of the more lower scoring games from Denver in this series. So, series is not over yet. I mentioned the stat. The Miami Heat all time are 1-6 in the NBA Finals in game ones. Welcome back to the cool down. 560 WQAM. Unfortunately, the Miami Heat, they do lose game one of the NBA Finals tonight. I'm Alejandro Solana. Again, you're listening to your home for Heat basketball, 560 WQAM. Before we move any further, I still have to get to tonight's player of the game. Let's head out and hear from Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith. Hey, your two MVPs tonight. One of those is going to get your player of the game tonight for the Miami Heat, but let's hear from them. First question was for Bam Adebayo, asked about hitting his career high in field goals and how he was able to take advantage of tonight's matchup versus Denver on the offensive end.
Definitely. And also, I made open shots. You know, I made the shots that I usually shoot. That's it. Okay. I'll leave.
We'll go to the middle here.
Ethan Skolnick, Five Reasons Sports. Bam, to that end, it did seem like there were open shots for a lot of guys in the first half. When you went into halftime, were you comfortable with the process, even if the results weren't where you wanted them?
Definitely. Definitely comfortable with the shots we took. You know, I felt like we had a lot of open shots tonight. Ball just didn't go in. That's part of the game, but I feel like our shooters have bounced back.
We'll go to the left side, fourth row.
Bam, Nick Friedel, ESPN. You'd said before the series started that the key would be to not get Jokic going from a passing standpoint. What can you do to limit that aspect of his game moving forward?
I feel like early in the game, miscommunications caused a lot of our guys to, you know, not talk enough, miscommunications, and a lot of guys were open in the first half. And I feel like going into to the second half, we definitely got better with the cadence and talked through it more.
Left side, first row.
Bam, Pac Ram, Associated Press. I guess, you know, a lot of things coming into the series was maybe fatigue and elevation. Do you feel like in game two, you guys have kind of weathered that things and could put that to rest?
I honestly don't think that was a part of the game anyway. I didn't even think about the altitude until you just said it. But the biggest thing is, I just feel like we just missed open shots. We took care of the ball. We got it where it was supposed to go. We just missed shots today.
Left side, third row.
Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. Haywood, Bam. You guys only took two free throws tonight. Do you feel like you guys weren't aggressive enough offensively? Do you think that's kind of the reason for that low number?
Let me answer that. Yeah, I didn't even realize we took two free throws only, and it was only my two free throws. So that was pretty interesting. I think we were aggressive, but we did shoot a lot of jump shots because we were open. But, yeah, it's kind of weird having two free throws. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, we made history.
We're going to stay on the left side, fourth row.
Bam, Westland, worldwidewest.com. Bam, in regards to the free throws also, and what – were there any thoughts in terms of the locker room post game about that at all, or Coach Bowman to that at all?
No. I mean, when we got in the locker room and seeing the stat sheet, I feel like we were all shocked that we only had two free throws. But we're going to watch film tomorrow, get our minds wrapped around it, and I feel like we'll shoot more in game two.
We're going to go to the right side, second row.
Supermoreheadheat.com. Heywood. Sort of similar to how you got some high-level assignments last series, you got some minutes on Jamal tonight. What's unique about trying to go against him specifically?
Yeah, Jamal, he's a three-level scorer. You know, he can shoot the three, he can pull up and get to the rim. Just got to make it difficult as much as possible. You know, he's a crafty player, has a good handle. He's in good condition. So, I mean, we just got to just, you know, key in on him and just make it as tough as possible for him. And yeah, I'll probably be guarding him a lot this series as well. And we got a lot of different guys who can guard him, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we do.
First row.
Tomer Zarley from Clutch Points. Bam, how do you ask Jimmy this? How do you kind of balance, you know, not just feeling your way through a game or a series and putting your head down and making things happen as opposed to just taking kind of what they give you?
I mean, you said you asked this about Jimmy? Oh, okay. I mean, that's what Spo wants us to do. He wants us to be aggressive. He wants us to be assertive. He wants us to make things happen. He wants us to create. And, you know, with that responsibility, we got to be smart with it. And I feel like all the shots that me and Jimmy took were good shots. And we missed a couple. I feel like my teammates missed a couple. But like I said, I feel like we'll bounce back game two.
We're going to go to the right side, second row.
Heywood, for you, Will Guillory from The Athletic. Heywood, for you, just going from your minutes up and down during the regular season to you're at the point now, like you said, you're probably going to play a prominent role moving forward. Just what's that like for you being on this stage and knowing that you're going to be playing an important role?
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate, you know, stage, the final, so I'm prepared for it. I've been, you know, working at this my whole life. You know, I'm built for this, you know. The ups and downs through the season that I've been through and the ups and downs I've been through in my career. So, you know, I'm ready to go. And, you know, I'm built for this, like I said.
We're going to go in the middle, Joe Varden, and then take one more question.
Bam, I promise I'm not trying to get you fined, but two foul shots to 20. That's quite a discrepancy, but it doesn't seem like you guys are complaining about the officiating.
If I do say something, will you take the fine? Like I said, I just feel like we can't even get into that. You know, we can't let them dictate the game. I just feel like we took a lot of jump shots, and we missed a lot of them instead of getting to the basket. Like I said, we're going to watch film and get back to the drawing board.
So that's Bam Adebayo and Haywood Highsmith there after the Miami Heat lose tonight 104-93, game one of the NBA Finals. That leads me to tonight's player of the game for Miami, sponsored by Toyota of North Miami. Your next truck or SUV is at Toyota of North Miami. Chat with us online 24/7 at toyotaofnorthmiami.com. Hablamos Español, French, and Creole. Toyota of North Miami. Bam Adebayo for Miami tonight. Was your player of the game. Again, he was 13 rebounds tonight, 26 points. He was efficient from the field. Most made field goals by Bam Adebayo in his career. He showed up tonight in a big way in game one of the NBA Finals. Unfortunately, Heat just did not have enough tonight. And the overall takeaway, mentioned it earlier, talked about it a bit with Tommy Tighe. Man, if the Heat could have just knocked down some more open looks tonight, feel like they would have had a much better chance in this one. But you saw how good Denver is, and you saw how good Jokic is on a first-hand basis tonight, and they're going to have to figure out a way to try to slow him down a bit. Almost seemed effortless from him at times tonight. That Nuggets team, effortless at times, scoring the basketball, and only gave up 104 tonight. You got to figure that's going to be one of the more lower-scoring games from Denver in this series. So, series is not over yet. I mentioned the stat. The Miami Heat all-time are 1-6 in the NBA Finals in Game 1s. They've never won an NBA Finals. Neither of their three titles happened after they won the first game. So every time the Miami Heat have won an NBA title, they have lost Game 1. They have a 4-2 overall record in Game 2s of NBA Finals. Hopefully that'll be the case. You just got to win one. You can split these. If you can salvage it in Game 2, you're going to be feeling a lot better than you are tonight. Obviously not the way you wanted to start off this incredible two-week stretch in South Florida sports. You got the Panthers Game 1 on Saturday. They'll be in Vegas. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. Game 2 between the Heat and the Nuggets will be right here on QAM Sunday from Ball Arena in Denver. Again, Jax and Amy will have the call. That'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off as well, which means preheat will begin at 6:30 p.m., a little time change, 30 minutes earlier instead of 7 p.m. on Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Games 3 and 4 will be Wednesday and Friday right here in Miami. Thank you very much to our producers tonight, Jimmy Garcia and Matthew Wilson. Excellent job as always. Jason Jackson, Amy Otterbert, they were excellent from Denver as well. And I always appreciate Tommy Tighe for staying a little late and wrapping things up with me right here on the Cool Down. I am Alejandro Solana, Heat Nation. I'll talk to you mañana, tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. on Hockman and Crowder. And then Sunday, it's Game 2 of the NBA Finals. You got to find your guts. The series is not over after one game. The Heat can steal one on the road. Sunday, 8 p.m. tip-off. Again, preheat will begin right here, 6:30 p.m. Heat Nation, enjoy your weekend. I will speak to you again tomorrow and Sunday for another edition of Miami Heat basketball in the NBA Finals right here on your home for the Miami Heat, 560 WQAM.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.